We are at the end of Siman Kuf Dalid in Hilchas Tefillah. We are up to Siman Zayin. Eino Posek, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, one does not stop. Lo Lekadish, not to answer Kaddish, that means Yesh Me Rabba. Similarly, Barchu, Volo Lekadusha, not to Kadusha. Ela Yishtok, what he should do is be silent, he remains silent. V'yachavein lamasha omer shatz, and he should listen to what the Shliach Tzibur says. He should listen to the Kedusha that is said by the Chazan. V'yehei ka'ona, and that's as if he's answering. So we are following the Shita, this is the way we paskin. We are following the Shita that although listening to the Chazan is considered ka'ona, it's considered as if you're saying it yourself, not to the point that it's considered being mafsik in your own Shema'ona Esrei. What happens if someone actually said Kedusha, he answered Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu? So the halach is that according to the Magen Avraham, who holds that if you're sukh b'mezid, you go back to the beginning. If he did this b'mezid, he would have to go back to the beginning. Whereas, if he thought it was mutter, he's a shogig, and he wouldn't have to go back to the beginning. Now, what happens if someone is called up for an aliyah, and he is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so he doesn't go? The halacha is, though, if he is just up to Elokai Netzori, the halacha is he should say Yir L'Ratz, then go up. This is the halacha that we saw previously. Now, the Bir Halacha brings up the issue that if we hold that Shomea Ka'ona is not literally as if you're saying it yourself, the raya being that we're saying that it's not a hefsek in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, what is the halacha of being yotza a bracha when you are incapable of making the bracha, say in the case of someone who has to use the washroom? Can you just listen to someone else make the bracha? Is it ka'ona mamish to the point that it's usher to say it when you have to be yotza when you have to use the washroom? Or is it not ka'ona to that extent, and it's mutter even though you have to use the washroom? He leaves that as a tzorachi and gadol. Sifches. Acher shesiyim yud ches brachas kodem alakai netzor, yochol lanus kedusha v'kadesh u'barchu. The halacha is that in alakai netzor, he's allowed to answer kedusha, meaning kadosh kadosh and baruch kvod, kadesh that's yesh meraba, and the amen after that, as well as baruch hu. The Mishtabura says this is only if you've already said yihyu l'ratzon. So for people who have a minig of not saying yihyu l'ratzon merfi before l'kai netzor, if a person would want to answer any of these things, at that point he would have to say yihyu l'ratzon. Simen kufhei. Hamispalel shtei tfilo zo achar zo, tzorech lahamtin bein zo lezo, kedei hiluch dalet amis, kedei shei da'ato miyusheves lispalel b'loshen tchina. The halacha is that you never daven two Shmoneh Esreis back to back without waiting the amount of time that it takes to walk four amos. Now the question is, what are we talking about? So the pashtus would be, say the case is someone who's davening Shacharis and Musaf, or he missed out Shacharis and he's davening Mincha and then a Tashlumin for Shacharis. In such cases, he's davening two Shmoneh Esreis next to each other, and he has to wait the shear of Dalet Amos. Says the Mishnah Brura, however, the halacha happens to be that, say you're doing a tashlumin for Shacharis or Mincha, the halacha is that you're supposed to say, you're doing a tashlumin at Shacharis or Mincha, you're supposed to say Ashrei between the two Shmoneh Esreis. The only case that you wouldn't have to is in the case where you've forgotten Mincha, and you're now davening two Maariv. There you wouldn't say Ashrei in between. There the Mechaber's halacha would be pertinent that you still have to wait the shear of walking four Amos. The shear begins from after Osa Shalom. It doesn't begin with Mvarech HaSamo Yisrov HaShalom, of course. Another case where this would be Nogei is if someone finished Shmoneh Esrei and then at that second he remembers that he left out Yala V'Yovo and it's Rosh Chodesh by day where he's got to daven over again. So there too, what he should do is wait for the shear of four Amos and then he could start again. This halachi is even if the person wants to continue davening where he is. But really, Mi'ikar Adin, when you take your three steps back, you don't go back to your initial place until waiting to shear Arba Amos anyway. Which brings us to Simen Kuvav Mihem Abturim Bitfila. Kol Abturim Mikrishma Abturim Bitfila, Vachol Shachai Bikrishma Chai Bitfila. The halach is that anyone that is potter from Krishma is potter from tefillah, and anyone that is chayiv in Kriyat Shema is chayiv in tefillah. Schutz. And now we learn the exceptions. First of all, meham alavin es hames, those who are escorting a mace, in the case of a lavaya, she'en lamita tzorach behem, where there's no need for the mita of the mace, for the mita or aron that is being carried in, to be carried by them. There are enough people carrying it, they're just following it. Even though we said that they are chayiv in krishma, pturim in tefillah. Chazal, we're not machayiv them in tefillah, because in tefillah you have to stand in one place, and tefillah is much longer and calls for a lot more kavana, so chazal, we're not machayiv that. And it was only in krishma that they were machayiv them. Another thing is that krishma is a daraisa and tefillah is a drabana. The second thing is, v'noshim v'avodim, sha'af api shepturim mi krishma chayav mi tefillah. The Mechaber says that the reason why women are chayiv in davening is because the mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama. Now, the truth of the matter is that there's a machlokis rishonim here in the entire halacha of the tour of women or the chiv of women in davening. The Rambam shita is that tefillah for men is a mitzvah aseh daraisa v'avodah shebelev, but midaraisa there is no time frame and there's no nusach. As long as you say prayers, request, and thanks, praise, request, and thanks, you are Yotze, you're Shmon Esrei, if it's at any point during the day, Midaraisa. The Rabbanan were Metakin, the Anshek Neses Agdola were Metakin, the Zmane Tfila and the Nusach Tfila. The Rambam Shita is that when the Mishnah says that women are Chayiv and Tfila, Midaraisa, that is referring to the Mitzvah Daraisa, but not to the Mitzvah Rabbanan of the Anshek Neses Agdola. Consequently, the Rambam Shita is that a woman has to say praise, request, thanks at least once a day, and with this she is Yotza her chiyuv tefillah. Chazal were not metakin the nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei for her. The Ramban shita is that there is no daraisa of daily tefillah. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah of tefillah is solely that of the Anshek Nes Agdola. So if the Mishnah says that women are chayiv, that's the mitzvah they were talking about. In practice, then, according to the Rambam, women don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei. According to the Ramban, women do have to say the Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Brura, the Machaber is paskening like the Rambam, that a woman does not have to say Shmoneh Esrei. She is Yotza with praise, request, thanks, which is available in several of the Birkas HaShachar. Birkas HaTorah, for example, Hamavir Shena. The Mishnah Brura says that Rov Achronim paskin like the Ramban. And as a result of it, women should daven Shmoneh Esrei. Not only that, women should daven Shachris and Mincha. With regard to Marav, we paskin Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Initially, Chazal left it as up to us. It is just that Klal Yisrael accepted upon itself to daven Marav. Women did not accept upon themselves to daven Marav. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura paskins that a woman should daven Shachris and Mincha every day. In addition, The Mishnah Brura says that she should say Shema Yisrael at some point in the day, not for the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema, because she's potter, but for the sake of being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, whenever that is practical. Also, she should say the brach of Emes V'Yatziv before Shmoneh Esrei, in order to be Masmich Gula L'Tfila. With regard to Mariv, I already mentioned the Mishnah Brura says that a woman does not have to daven. With regard to Musaf, he brings a machlokas between the Tzlach and the Magen Giborim, if women are chayiv in Tfilas HaMusafim. Further in the Mechaber, Uktanim shehigiyu l'chinuch chayovim l'chancham, Uktanim that are higiyu l'chinuch, children, once they're higiyu l'chinuch, there's a chiv v'gnechanathan to daven, but the Mishnah Brura says there's no chiv v'gnechanathan not to eat before davening. And he sends us to Kiddush, where the halacha is that although children should make Kiddush because of the mitzvah of chinuch, even if higiyu l'chinuch, you don't stop them from eating before Kiddush. You do not, you're not ma'ana, you don't make children suffer for the sake of chinuch.